Thank you, and in Chase on the FM band 95.5. Skyrocketing fuel prices are hitting the fishing industry right around the world. And now, a new study done here in BC looks at the future of global fisheries dealing with rising fuel costs. The study suggests that governments should stop fuel subsidies to fishermen and instead use it to retrain them. Rashid Smaila is lead author of this study. He's director of the Fisheries Economics Unit at the UBC Fisheries Center. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Tell us a little more about what you're looking at, this relationship between the fisheries and the subsidies required to actually get the fish out of the water.
Yeah, essentially, you know, commercial fishing, one can say in the main, is conducted by fishers to make money, to make profit. So as the fuel prices increase, you know, the profit they make shrinks, naturally, everything being equal. Now, if the government comes in with fuel subsidies, what it does is to artificially support the activity in a way that the market wouldn't do it without the subsidies. And the key point here about fuel subsidies is that it seems it is the only glimmer of hope we have to ensure that our fisheries remain sustainable and into the future for the benefit of not just us, but also our children and grandchildren. So there is a glimmer of hope there. And if our governments can resist the temptation to give more and more fuel subsidies, that may be the way out with regards to sustainability.
So it would take the pressure off those fisheries.
It would take the pressure off the fishery and therefore allow it to come back where possible and become sustainable.
We're seeing protests in Europe, as you're well aware, and in fact, the European Economic Community is now going to offer greater subsidies. What could be the effect of keeping those subsidies up, do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be, unfortunately, it's not going to be helpful to the fishers, not in the medium and long term, and it will be bad for the fish, which again means it will be bad for fishers, because actually you cannot properly take care of fishes without taking care of the fish, because you run it down. What fuel subsidies will end up doing, actually, is ensuring that the industry doesn't collapse immediately because of fuel prices, but almost sure to collapse because of the lack of fish. You get what I'm saying? So you keep the industry going artificially, and that will lead to collapse, and then the industry will be hit hard. And we have experience with this with regards to the cod stocks of Newfoundland, which crashed on us, and the country had to spend billions, actually, just to resettle fishes.
Well, we did that with low fuel prices, and as far as subsidy goes, how much do we subsidize fuel costs here in British Columbia to our fleets?
Yeah, our estimate in the paper you cited is about $93 million just for fuel, yeah, in Canada as a whole.
Is that through tax credits, that kind of thing?
Yeah, usually it's tax credits and tax rebates, which means that at the end of the day, the fishing sector pays lower per liter of fuel than other economic sectors in the country.
Doesn't the agriculture sector do that anyway?
Yeah, the agriculture sector is similar to fisheries in this case, yes.
Okay.
And we know the problems with that, right?
You are suggesting that this could be a good opportunity to take those dollars and put it into retraining of these fishers. And what kind of retraining do you have in mind?
Yeah, this idea actually came about mainly due to our study. We did a recent study also. This was in Hong Kong, where we tried to interview fishers themselves, because they would presumably know best how to do this. So we went out, me and two of my graduate students, and we interviewed fishers and got their view. And the key thing is 75% of the fishers we interviewed were willing to find other sources of livelihood off the water, as if you may like. And the only problem they face is the lack of skills to be able to do this, right? Most of them are not they don't have the skills to compete in land-based activities, so they did ask for retraining as the crucial component of any restructuring that will allow them to move out.
And here in British Columbia, what would you anticipate that way?
Yeah, in British Columbia, I think this could be applied reasonably well, and I think Canada and BC somehow knows how to do this through the employment insurance programs where people are trained for a few weeks to get them to learn some skills to move into other sectors. So I think that is has good prospects here in BC.
So, Rashid, if we redirect the subsidies to retraining and reduce the pressure on the fishery, at the same time, how do we feed people?
Yeah, this is a good question. Yeah, feeding people, it depends how you look at it. If you're thinking of feeding people today and that's it, then maybe subsidies is the way to go. But if you're thinking of feeding people now and tomorrow and into the future, which is what sustainability is all about, then fishery subsidies are not the way to go. I was watching a French Fishermen's Association representative talking on TV about this. And he says, you know, we really need these fuel subsidies because it's becoming harder and harder to find the fish. We have to go far. We have to fish deeper in order to get the fish. And he's asking for more subsidies. And the only thing that will do is to make it even harder the next time around, right? So this is clearly not the way to go. It's the way to go in a disastrous way, actually. So we have to pull back. There are immediate costs that is given, and that is why we are asking for easing the pain on fishers through other ways of retraining and getting them off. But if we insist and continue doing this, the future doesn't look good at all.
Rashid, thank you very much for this.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Rashid Smila, Director of the Fisheries Economics Unit at UBC Fisheries Center. So, are you a commercial fisherman? What do these rising fuel costs mean for you right now? We just heard that you're getting subsidy in tax breaks. What do you think of this idea of governments redirecting subsidy into training, retraining for people instead? Tell us what you think on TalkBack, whether you're a fisher or not, across the province, 1-888-866-6104, the Lower Mainland number, 604-662-6104. There's always email. We read your messages on Friday's program, almanac@vancouver.cbc.ca.